Matt Anderson with the Physical Rehab and Performance Minute. Just wanted to share something I've been utilizing in my training. I recently watched one of the Westside Barbell videos about reactive training. So this is just kind of my interpretation on the repetition method. But they described after your main lift, so in this case it'll be after the bench press, whatever variation you do as far as either for max effort or dynamic effort, you would pick one or two exercises that use either movement patterns or muscles that correlate with that lift. So in this case, after my bench press today, or over the last few weeks, I would take, so that was a straight bar bench, using a slingshot, so just to vary it up a little bit, I would take two dumbbells, and in this case I had 40s were the heaviest ones that I have right now. So each time I would do a couple sets, trying to do max reps until my either technique failed or couldn't go through a full range of motion rep. And then two sets of that, and then after that I did some skull crushers with a kettlebell, and again two sets going to failure of either fatigue or the rep or the quality decreasing. And so each week I've seen a 5 to 10 rep increase on each of those sets. So that's been kind of neat to see, as far as kind of volume of training increasing, and you know, the effort's still there, it's the same weight, but getting more reps, so that's more volume and more I guess change in endurance. So I recommend that you give that a shot. I feel good with it. I feel like it, I don't know, feels good on my joints and gets some good blood flow, and it's pretty fast. So my workouts are taking less time, but I feel like I'm getting a lot more out of it using that method. So check it out. If I'm interpreting it wrong, let me know, or shoot me an email if you have any questions. It's andersonphysiotherapy@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.